Hey, it's Murphy Houston, and joining me today is Tim Jackson, the Colorado Automotive Dealers Association president. Tim, big times, exciting times for cars in Colorado right now, huh?
This is the best week of the year because it's the annual Denver Auto Show presented by AAA, Murphy.
Oh, I love the auto show, but this year it's really exciting because it's totally different as far as the location and some of the things going on. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, due to COVID Well, actually, two reasons. One is the pandemic, and the other is construction on the Colorado Convention Center. We couldn't get the space we needed inside the convention center. Not sure anybody wanted to hang out in a small space anyway.
Right.
So we moved it outdoors. And so for the first time now in 102 years since 1919, the Denver Auto Show is outdoors.
Oh, my gosh. And where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Elitch Gardens. So it will be right in front of the front entrance at Elitch Gardens, and we'll have as much space as we normally have in the convention center, which is 400,000 square feet of space, and it will fill all of parking lot B, but it's completely transformed into a consumer show.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be exciting. And I think, if memory serves me right, the Elitch Gardens, that area is very wide open, easy to get into, easy to get out of. I think you could probably test drive cars. Couldn't you do that now that you're outside?
We are. We do have several test drives. We're working with Xcel Energy on an EV ride and drive. That's an electric vehicle ride and drive. So they've got five different models with 10 different units where people can sign up and test drive an electric vehicle. I can go through those if you want to hear the models. We also have Stellantis, which is the producer of all of the Chrysler-type products, so that's Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Fiat, and they are also doing on-street ride-and-drives.
Oh, my.
So there's at least 15 to 20 different models that can be test-drove during the auto show, and that's not something that's easy to do inside the convention center, by the way.
No, I've been down to the convention center. Not a lot of test driving going on down there, is there?
That's right.
But and this, just the atmosphere of being at Elitch's is going to be very exciting for family and everybody that wants to see the cars.
Yeah, and Elitch has been really good to work with on this. We may be back again next year if we make this year work. And also, Camp Jeep is in for the show. So Camp Jeep is another experiential ride and drive, but it's inside the walls of the park, if you will. And consumers can sign up for that and drive an obstacle course over, let's say, ride in a Jeep while it's being driven over an obstacle course, which includes rough terrain, extremely slanted terrain, and an outdoor mountain that they've built inside the Elitch Gardens.
They built a mountain inside Elitch Gardens.
Just for Camp Jeep.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be quite the show. But you got more than Camp Jeep going on, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, besides Camp Jeep and all the ride and drives, a lot of different models, makes, brands. Not all brands are in the show this year. Some are completely out of cars, so they don't have any cars to put in the show. If you've noticed, dealer lots, because of the chip shortage, some dealers are completely out of inventory.
Oh,
so there's some brands that aren't represented. However, we're still filling the same space we always fill, which is 400,000 square feet of space. And what that enables us to do is put some more of those brands that have cars available inside the space of the Denver Auto Show. By the way, back on Elitch Gardens, one thing I should mention, Murphy,
sure,
is anybody coming down. So Elitch Gardens is open on Saturday and Sunday only this time of year, but we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday. So if they come down, they go to the ticket window at Elitch Gardens or buy your tickets in advance. It's less expensive and faster to do it that way. But if you buy the tickets here, you buy them at the Elitch Gardens ticket window. And then they're good at the show. But they'll, on Saturday and Sunday, they'll have a joint ticket available. So somebody can go to both the auto show and Elitch Gardens, park the car once, do two exciting different events, and do it all in one day.
Oh, man, that's a whole weekend right there, isn't it?
It is. It's an opportunity we've never had before in Denver.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be going back to Elitch Gardens, Tim, for a long time with all this other activity. I wanted to ask about Gearhead City. What is that?
you know, Gearhead City is for all the gearheads, all the car aficionados. It's a whole array of different type of technology. Plus, we have besides all new cars, we have some classic cars there. You know, there is a movement toward electrification. So there's a huge emphasis on electric cars at the Denver Auto Show. But we're bringing in one of the original electric cars. Before there were gas cars, there were electric cars. So this is a bit of trivia, Murphy, that I think you'll appreciate. The very first Denver Auto Show was in 1902.
Wow.
Denver was the third city to host an auto show after Chicago in 1901 and New York in 1900. And the first Denver Auto Show was over at the Fillmore Auditorium.
No kidding.
It was now called the Fillmore. It was then called the Monarch Auditorium. There were 27 cars in the show. We'll have that many in one exhibit. But there were 27 cars in the show. Half of them were electric. Half of them were steam. And none of them were gas powered.
So my!
The industry has come full circle on electrification.
That's a
great story. We've got one of the original electric cars from the early 1900s that will be on display at the Denver Auto Show.
Well, it sounds exciting. It's going to be a whole different feeling. You're outside. Now, what about the mask situation? Being outside, not so much?
Yeah, it's not a requirement. So we just ask people if they have a cough or COVID symptoms, just stay home. Don't come to the show. But, you know, the auto show is socially distanced by its nature. So whether it's indoors or outdoors, it's socially distanced by its nature. So it's a pretty safe place to be. But, of course, we welcome masks for anybody that wants to wear a mask, but it's not a requirement.
Well, Tim Jackson, who's the president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, I'll see you down there, Tim, because I love the car show. And it starts like tomorrow, the 15th, and runs right through the weekend at Ely's Gardens. What a great time that's going to be.
Thanks so much, Murphy. We open at 9 a.m. every day. We'll close at 8 p.m. On Sunday, we'll close at 6.
Yeah, quickly, before I let you go, Tim, the quickest way to get tickets, let's get that information out there.
Yeah, the best way to get tickets would be either in advance at denverautoshow.com or elitchgardens.com, either one. We're selling our own tickets. They're selling tickets for us. And if you want a joint ticket, go to the elitchgardens.com and buy a joint ticket. Buy them in advance. It's less expensive in advance. But if you get to the show and you don't have tickets, come to the Ely's Gardens ticket window. There's one ticket window for all events there. So whether it's their events or ours, they all go through the Ely's Gardens ticket window.
Perfect. Tim, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend. I hope it's very successful.
Thanks so much, Murphy. It's always great to be on with you.